In our call to worship today, we are in chapter 4 of Ruth. And last week we saw the exchange that took place between Boaz and the near kinsman, and how that he stood up and said, "Now you understand what this means. You're not just buying back the property for Naomi and Ruth. You're also agreeing to marry Ruth and raise up seed." Well, he turned tail and left after that. He wasn't about to do that. He said, "I don't want to mess up my current inheritance with having to do that." And so he leaves the scene. And now in verse 9 of chapter 4, "And Boaz said unto the elders and unto all the people, Ye are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech's and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's of the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, have I purchased to be my wife, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren, and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day." You know, this is such a remarkable passage, and it's so foreign to us here in the United States. We don't live this way. We don't exercise things this way. But here was a man, Boaz, who in his own right was a great man. He was wealthy. He was well known to all those that were there. And basically, he's announcing to everyone, "I set all that aside so that we can raise up seed to Ruth's former husband." You understand what's happening here as the kinsman redeemer? He is saying, "I set aside my personal aspirations. I set aside my name to raise up seed for another." Mahlon, Elimelech, Naomi. Now you understand that in the year of Jubilee, property would revert back to the family. But if you had a kinsman who was willing to buy back the property before that time, then it would revert back to the family. And so this individual, Boaz, sets aside his personal aspirations to help someone who was dead. Now you think about that. How unselfish that is. And then I want you to think of it in the deeper context, because who is our Redeemer? The Lord Jesus Christ. He set aside all the glories of heaven. He set aside the prerogatives of His deity, and He came to rescue those who were what? Dead. The picture is remarkable, is it not? He set aside all of that He might take upon your sin and my sin, bear it in His body on the tree, make that redemption. It wasn't going to be money out of His pocket. It was going to be His blood that would be shed as our Redeemer. And through His blood, He redeemed us back to God. What a beautiful picture is given to us in the book of Ruth, way back in the Old Testament, of a man setting aside the prerogatives of his power, Boaz, as a leader in Israel, as a man who was wealthy in his own right, who had notoriety. He sets that aside and he says to all as his witnesses, "I have purchased to be my wife, Ruth, to raise up the name of the dead upon his inheritance, that the name of the dead be not cut off from among his brethren and from the gate of his place. Ye are witnesses this day." I can only imagine what Naomi and what Ruth felt as they heard those words. All that had been lost years before because they had left the land of promise and went over to Moab thinking, "Hey, we're going to get it. We're going to make it good over there. They've got food over there. We'll be fine." They lost everything. They lost their land in Israel. They lost children. And all that was left was Naomi and Ruth. And as they listened to that, I am sure that their hearts just swelled with thanksgiving that this man was going to redeem what had been lost. And I'm so thankful this morning that you and I can know a Redeemer that didn't hold back anything, He set aside all the prerogatives of His deity and the glories of heaven to go to a cross and redeem lost sinners. Now, this is a lesson for Christians, too. Because He's done so, He has claims now. What did Boaz have when he redeemed? He had all of that back for his predecessors there. He brought it all back, and those were his. He had made claim. Ruth became his. Who did you belong to before you were saved? You belonged to the devil. But in Christ Jesus, you belong to Him, and He has claims. He has claims on your life. And when you live as if there's no Redeemer, something's desperately wrong. If you can live as if He has no claims on you, then you need to go back and you need to study the book of Ruth. You need to understand what He's done for you. And I thank God this morning for the great Redeemer.